the thing to keep in mind is
radio.
Right down through through the vagus nerve, I feel that it's affecting the vagus nerve in that issue.
That's probably the vagus nerve.
But then also right through all the chakras.
Yes.
All the major chakras, the seven that most people acknowledge.
Yeah. And there are others too. But so your whole body is definitely filled and nurtured by light. Now, all the food we eat, if it's natural food, it is produced by sunlight.
Yeah.
Without sunlight. So it's absorbing sunlight too. So what we eat does make a difference.
It absolutely does. So, you know, plants with the chlorophyll, everybody's learned about photosynthesis.
Right.
And how sunlight is conveyed in there. And then also for animals and how they take light in as well. I finally got this ready for you guys. We're going to pause about that. And there
you
go.
See it?
It's probably reversed if you're on Facebook. But I shall point this out. This first one here is the hypothalamus. This is the pineal. And this is the pituitary. So,
yeah. And then it goes down and it hits that throat gland.
Mm-hmm.
Thyroid?
Yeah, so thyroid.
And then, you know, I'm not the doctor thing, but...
We're not medical people.
No. But we do know that...
We do know energy.
Yes. And light, particularly, I never realized how important light is. Because you always think inside you're all dark and the sun doesn't get to you.
Yeah.
It only gets to your skin, right? But it goes all through you.
Yeah, it infuses in there.
Yeah.
That's why it's important. I've been really making an effort to not wear a hat outside as much while it's not too cold.
Yeah.
And to be able to let the sun come in through that vision space of my eyes and not wearing sunglasses unless it's super, super bright.
But don't ever look at the sun.
Don't look
close
at the
your
sun.
Eyes and look at the sun that way. And that works very nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just do that for yourself. And then if you do that, say you're looking at the sun, don't open your eyes and look at the sun. It's very powerful.
It is. Not just for solar eclipse times.
No.
But for regular everyday.
Regular everyday, you don't want to. And so then if you alternate that with closing off the light by doing this, they call it palming, and then you get your darkness and then light again, it helps you to your eyes to adjust to the transitions that you run into when you're out in the sun,
mm-hmm.
and then you come in the house and you can't see anything
mm-hmm.
because you've got your sun blind, right?
Yes, yes.
So,
yeah.
And it really begins to help you. It doesn't matter. I was surprised to find out it doesn't matter what age you are. You can improve your own sight.
Yes. And that means your divine sight as well.
And your divine sight. And you don't know how much that divine part that you learn truly affects what you see on the outside world.
Yes.
Because, you know, people talk about one of the basic things, love your neighbor as yourself. Not quite sure what that means. They're not quite sure. But it turns out if you understand who you are from the point of view of your soul, you know how to look at your neighbor no matter... You don't look at his faults or the property line issue or anything like that. We're having big property line issues in the world, you know.
Oh, yes, territories of the world.
So you can't look at the person in that way and really get in touch with the soul. You have to say, I know who I am.
Right.
And I can love my neighbor on that level without approving of his actions.
That's right.
Right.
You can love a person. You don't always have to like their behavior.
Yeah, because
there's a difference.
We all grow up.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we all grew up. But there is this powerful light connection with sunlight. If people are familiar with Superman, the superhero, out and how does he repowers? He flies up and he's like, let the sun hit me. And there is that effect.
Maybe
that's
a symbol kind of for a soul action.
A soul action that we take.
Yeah.
that we can be in that astral body space of connection, not just with our sun, the middle of our solar system,
mm-hmm.
but also the divine concept.
The divine sun.
The God source.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
the God source.
Yeah.
So it's very dual
purpose, guys.
It's very exciting to enter into spiritualism with that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
To enter in mediumship.
Absolutely.
And know that your connection is not just with a shadow on
mm-hmm.
the other side.
Right. Beings of light.
That we are all beings of light,
yes.
and that's the one that we take with us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and it very much looks like, because your etheric aura is light.
Yes.
You know.
Absolutely. You know, you should tell them the story about the bunny rabbits.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, how the...
They did an experiment.
They did an experiment. How? Because I think it's the snowshoe hare you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. In the winter time.
In the winter time.
The Arctic hare.
In the summer, they're brown, and then in the winter, they're white hairs.
Yeah, a lot of animals will shift.
And so they said, what is causing this? So they put hoods on the rabbits while they were in the brown phase.
Mm-hmm.
And they discovered that by minimizing the light that comes in, and sometimes animals have some light that actually comes in the top of their head too.